Hi, friends. I know this chapter can be a hard one to read. I'll be honest, it was a hard one to write. I shared some pretty vulnerable and uncomfortable things in this chapter, things I've not shared with many people. And I hoped that it would encourage you. Whatever you've done, whatever you've been doing, whatever you've been through, and whatever's been done to you, there is hope. There is freedom in Jesus. I also pray and hope that this chapter not only gives you a safe place to walk in freedom and hope, but also challenges you to walk in purity and holiness. God says countless times throughout his word the importance of purity. It says in Matthew 5:8, "The pure in heart will see God." If this was the only reason we alone pursued purity, friends, that is enough. That's enough of a reason. I want you to be able to see and experience the fullness of God. And no matter if you're single, dating, or married, this calling of holiness and purity applies to you. I still have to pursue purity within marriage. And I know our stories are likely different. And no matter what your story is or your situation currently is, I just hope you know you're not alone. And I would love to take a second to pray over you. If you will just close your eyes and maybe open your hands and just receive this prayer. Lord, thank you for grace and freedom that you have freely given all of us that we did nothing to deserve. And even when we keep running from you and sinning against you, you choose us and love us anyway. Lord, I just pray right now over all of my friends, over myself, we repent from our sin. Please forgive us. Create in us a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Deal with us according to your love and not according to our sin. We know that when Jesus was hanging from that cross, dying a death he did not deserve, he was thinking about all of us and he said it was worth it. We were worth it. Even knowing our sin, even knowing our shame, he chose us anyway. So Lord, help us to rid off the shackles of shame and the chains of addiction. Lord, we cannot do this without you. Help us to throw off any sin that hinders our relationship with you and run the race you've marked out for us. We want to see you, God. We want to know you. We want to be who you've called us to be. And no matter the choices that we may have made up until this point, I pray from this day forward, every single person listening to this would choose to walk in holiness, purity, freedom, and confidence. But we can't do this without the help of your Holy Spirit. Lord, give us the strength to walk in purity and in the light from here on out. Send community, accountability, and mentors into our lives. We cannot do this alone. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus against any spirit of lust, addiction, isolation, impurity, sexual immorality, confusion, and I pray purity, godliness, holiness, righteousness, and purpose over my friends. We want your best. We want your way. And so I pray your truth over my friends. And we want our lives and our bodies to honor you and worship you all the days of our lives. We choose you, and you alone are worthy, Lord. Amen.